Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, May 4th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian forces launched a renewed attack on the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol yesterday, dashing hopes for additional civilians to evacuate the besieged city. Ukrainian forces and hundreds of civilians have been sheltering in the encircled steelworks, Ukraine's last holdout in the strategic port city. While a significant number of evacuees managed to leave under UN and Red Cross auspices over the weekend, hundreds of civilians remain trapped beneath the sprawling site. According to reports by Reuters, the first civilians fleeing the plant managed to reach Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, which had remained largely unscathed by the war, was hit by Russian strikes on Tuesday afternoon, according to reports by the city's mayor. The latest airstrikes reportedly damaged power stations, cutting off electricity in several districts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a virtual address to the Ukrainian parliament yesterday, declaring Ukraine will defeat Russia and once again be a free country. "This is Ukraine's finest hour that will be remembered and recounted for generations to come," Johnson told Ukrainian lawmakers, echoing a speech delivered by Winston Churchill to the House of Commons of the United Kingdom in 1940. He finished by declaring his firm conviction that Ukraine will win, Ukraine will be free. Johnson's comments followed earlier announcements that the UK would provide an additional €350 of military aid to Ukraine, including electronic warfare equipment and a counter-battery radar system. The British Prime Minister is the first Western leader to address Ukraine's parliament since the start of Russia's invasion on February 24th. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is expected to announce new sanctions against Moscow today, including a highly contested ban on Russian oil imports. According to reports by Euractiv, EU officials have handed over a draft plan to member states on a new package of sanctions to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. In previous comments to Reuters, Polish Climate Minister Anna Moskwa outlined Poland's position on the proposed sanctions, calling for a clear secession date when member states will have to stop importing Russian oil. EU member states blocking tougher sanctions include Austria, Germany, and Hungary. However, Germany appears to be modifying its position, with Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck claiming Germany is not against an oil ban on Russia in comments made to EU ministers on Monday. According to reports by Reuters, EU countries have paid more than €47 billion to Russia for gas and oil since the invasion of Ukraine began on February 24th. Over 22,000 students from the Pomeranian Voivodeship will begin the annual Matura exam today, joining some 300,000 Polish students nationwide. Aspiring graduates of general secondary schools, technical secondary schools, and second cycle industry schools started the compulsory Polish language exam at 9 a.m. this morning. Elective exams in Latin and ancient culture will be held this afternoon. The Matura exams are a rite of passage in Poland and determine teenagers' future to a large degree. Similar to last year, students are still exempt from the additional advanced exam on the subject of their choice, as well as the oral examinations in Polish and a foreign language. More information on the exam schedule is available on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with a gentle breeze coming in from the east and very little chance of rain. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a high around 14 degrees centigrade or 57 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Clouds and warmer weather will return tomorrow, accompanied by an increasing chance of rain in the afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.